Get up.
Lance Kilkenny spurred his mount and headed out into the gathering night. Despite his own words, he could not help thinking about what both Hillman and Turner had said, and the scene with the Marshal and Pike Taylor kept playing over and over in his mind. Obviously, he had been elected to kill Tom Stroud. But who had done the electing? Whoever it was, they would not cease planning because of his statement in Main Street. Events had taken a turn that the limping man did not like. That much seemed apparent. Again, Kilkenny had the feeling that he had met this man before, and that the man had just done something that should have told him where that memory came from.
Ha!
And what about Laurie Archer? Where did she stand? Despite her assurance that he was not to take up Denton's quarrel, Kilkenny was not at all certain what she really wanted. She was poised and intelligent. It was hard to say what was going on behind those big dark eyes of hers. Of course, her interests would seem to be aligned with those of the business people in town. But if anything, they seemed to be pushing him toward a showdown with Tom Stroud. But something in Laurie Archer's manner made him think that Tom Stroud was somehow special.
Easy, fellow.
They reached a dry wash that cut the road about a mile from the turnoff for the ranch. Lance slowed his mount and breathed in the cool night air, trying hard to calm down. Was he being too suspicious? Someone was up to no good, but that didn't mean the whole town was involved in it. Obviously, whoever it was didn't care about him at all. They just wanted the marshal out of the way. If it was the shopkeepers who were behind it, then they could finish the job of clearing out the gambling and bawdy houses in the old town, which Stroud appeared reluctant to do. If it was the saloon owners, well, then perhaps they might be hoping to find a new marshal more susceptible to corruption. Whoever it was, Kilkenny wondered what they would do next.
You know the way then, do you?
As he turned into the open gateway that marked the entrance to the Lazy A, Lance saw a figure on horseback swing into the road about 30 yards behind him, heading back toward town. He recognized the gray hat and riding coat at once. It was Laurie Archer.
Come on, boy.
Kilkenny spurred his horse forward in pursuit. If his movements were being observed by someone, that person could undoubtedly tell him who it was that was behind the rumors. The moon had risen, but it was mostly hidden behind clouds, and at first he only occasionally caught a glimpse of the rider up ahead. When they reached the dry wash, however, the rider slowed, and Lance could again make out the gray riding costume he was sure belonged to Laurie Archer. What was she doing out at the ranch at this hour? And why was she trying to avoid him?
Easy, fella. Oh,